This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. It is Corey Myers sitting in for Brian this morning. And this is my favorite segment. I have to say that I don't get to do a lot because I don't often get to fill in on Mondays. But we have Jill Schlesinger who has, listen, I got the name right. I'm very excited. Comes on every Monday to talk to us. And there's a lot of financial stuff going on right now. And when I think about myself, I think, I hope everybody else is like me and they don't have your brain, Jill. So I'm so grateful that you're here to explain all of this to us.
Well, it's quite a crazy time right now because the government being shut down means that I have less to explain to you. But we did get a rare glimpse of the government in action. Because on Friday, we got one government economic release, and it's the only one that we're getting during the shutdown. It was the inflation report, and it wasn't for any other reason except that Medicare, our big national safety net for seniors, is actually relying on the government to project what kind of raise people who receive receive Social Security will get next year. Okay, so Social Security recipients, just to give you a little lesson here, 75 million of them. 75 million wow. People get Social Security benefits. They are going to get a raise of 2.8% next year.
Oh.
Does that sound good or bad to you?
Well, I mean, more money is always good to me.
Yeah, 2.8 is based on the inflation rate during the third quarter of this year. So we use the third quarter of this year to project for next year. So over the last 10 years, the COLA, the cost of living adjustment, has averaged about 3.1%. We're at 2.8%. It's just based on wherever we are. This means that this little raise equates to about $56 per month in January for the average Social Security beneficiary. Doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, $600-700 over the course of the year sounds like more when you say it that way, right?
Yeah, it totally does. And for seniors, it makes a huge difference.
Yes. And you know, don't forget that people who are on Social Security are usually also, who are receiving Social Security, are also receiving Medicare, and Medicare costs are rising. So that means that whatever you basically get in a raise for your Social Security next year, it's going to get eaten up by the Medicare system anyway. But it does help that you don't have to dig into your own savings to pay for it if that's the case. So look, I don't know really where we are going to be when it comes to, you know, the shutdown and other data. I think generally speaking, what we know is that the Fed is meeting this week. They're probably going to lower interest rates again by a quarter of a percentage point. That would mean that we're at a range of 3.75 to 4%. We haven't been at that range since November of 2022, so about 3 years. And I think that if you're a borrower, that's good news. Of course, if you're a saver, you don't get to collect as much interest. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Wow. See, that's why I'm so grateful for you. I never would have thought about the saving part.
Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing about the Fed. They've got a tough job in that they're balancing two big issues. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say, is the economy strong enough that it's producing jobs? Well, right now, the labor market's kind of frozen. We're not seeing, it's a strange thing, we're not seeing big, huge layoffs, thank goodness. I mean, certain industries, yes. But we are seeing companies saying they're not actually hiring a lot more people. And that sort of put a almost like a chill over the labor market. And on the other side, what the Fed is supposed to do is make sure that the economy doesn't grow too fast so that we have inflation. But based on all the tariffs, we are likely to see more inflation bubble up over the next few months. The Fed's supposed to balance those two things, inflation and the labor market. And right now, they're kind of both going in the wrong direction. So I think for this meeting this week, the Fed's going to say, we think it's the labor market that's more important. We'll see where we are in the future. I know a lot of people are counting on one more rate cut at the December meeting of the Fed. I don't know. We'll see. It really does depend what's going on with inflation, because there is definitely a little inflation bubbling up inside of the economy. And, you know, honestly, it is not just the tariff related goods. I noticed something that was kind of weird in the report. It showed that some of the care industries, you know, like when you think about daycare or senior care, people who take care of the people of our in our families, those costs are starting to rise.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I think that that has nothing to do with tariffs, obviously, but it does actually have something to do with the fact that maybe there aren't enough people to do those jobs. So I just note that daycare and childcare costs increased by the most in a couple of years, and elder care at home jumped 7% last month. That is the fastest we've ever had on record.
That is insane. Now,
yeah, I know.
I've done both. Right now, my kids are teenagers, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. But not too long ago, when my mom was still alive, we did have somebody coming in to my sister's house. That's where she lived, and helping every day. And I remember my sister going, "Holy, you know,
yeah,
it's not inexpensive." And I mean, that was a few years back. And I remember mom always stressing about the Social Security check and like, do seniors, are they going to get to see like any benefit? Because it seems like they're going to get this extra money, and then Medicare is going to go up, and then the tariffs, and you're like, holy cow.
So then you're saying to yourself, wait a minute. Yeah. So at the end of the day, why do I feel, I mean, I get this raise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not everybody. Maybe some people could get $100 or $200 a month. And it, I guess it really depends who you are. That's the funny thing. It's almost like as you say, the childcare issue. Like once your kids are in school and they're getting older, you don't have to worry about childcare costs. So for me to say, hey, childcare costs are up, you're like, whatever, it doesn't impact you. But if you are impacted by any of these parts of the economy, things are not great. And what we're hearing from people and a lot of the surveys tell us is that anyone who's making, say, less than $150,000 nationally, you know, we're talking about like median, $150 to $175, those people, 80% of Americans, by the way, are saying life's not so easy right now. It's tough out there. But the top 10 and 20%, they're okay. But it's so weird because, you know, again, if you don't have to worry about a high mortgage interest rate, if you don't have kids that need daycare, if you don't have people in your life who are relying on elder care, if you're making okay money, you're feeling good. So that's the strange thing about the economy. There are always winners and losers.
Yes, and it feels like you want to be one, and unfortunately, you're the other.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
It's so frustrating. That's all right. Thankfully, again, you're here to explain it, because it gets overwhelming for the average person, that, especially me. I don't know. My brain just doesn't wrap around this, and I'm so glad that yours does. Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger, joining us every Monday to talk all the important money things. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.